"What's the matter with the woman?" she asked.
"Let's start our breakfast. The eggs will get cold. After that, there are things that I want to discuss with you," said Armstrong. Plates were filled and coffee and tea were poured. They talked about news from abroad and the world of sport. Nobody spoke about the island. When breakfast ended, Dr. Armstrong moved his chair back a little. "I have a sad piece of news. Mrs. Rogers is dead. She died in her sleep." There were cries of surprise around the table.
"Oh no, that's terrible," said Vera. "Two deaths on the island."
"What happened?" asked Mr. Justice Wargrave.
"I'm not sure," said Armstrong.
"She seemed very nervous," Vera said. "Perhaps her heart failed."
Suddenly, Emily Brent's voice filled the room.
"Fear. She died of fear. You all saw her yesterday. She was accused of murdering that old lady with her husband. I think that accusation was true. She was judged, and then she died."
Everyone looked at Emily Brent in surprise. She looked back at them with shining eyes.
"It's what I believe," she said.
"My dear lady," said the judge quietly, "a court of law is where we judge criminals. Your suggestion is impossible."
Emily Brent turned away. Blore said,
"What did she eat and drink before bed last night? A cup of tea? Water?"
"Rogers says that she had nothing," answered Dr. Armstrong.
"Ah," said Blore. "Rogers says that, does he?"
The doctor looked at him, and Philip Lombard said,
"So, that's your idea?"
"Why not?" said Blore. "We all heard that accusation last night. Maybe it was a lie. But maybe not. Maybe it was true."